Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
What is common sense? And how did we lose it? What is reasonable? Do we understand the categories of wickedness and righteousness rightly? The Doge Team interview with Brett Baer was awesome. If you missed it or you want to see it again, here's a link to the interview with Musk and his team, the leadership component of his team. Doge is finding $4 billion of waste and fraud per day. Yeah, per diem. 7 days a week. The goal is $1 trillion within the 130-day mandate. One major waste of taxpayer money that Doge has not looked at yet is NPR, National Public Radio. Nevertheless, NPR and PBS are on the chopping block. They're about to lose their funding. I've been calling for this way back since the early 80s. Catherine Mayer, CEO of NPR, was called in to testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee to defend against calls for ending taxpayer funding for that anti-American platform. Oh, come on. Marjorie's right. Let these people hate America on their own dime. Now, that's an example of what I'll be talking about here in a minute. What happens to people's ability to reason, honestly, when they separate themselves from objective reality? Anyway, so NPR's CEO was called to testify on behalf of the taxpayer-funded public radio network, and it was nothing short of embarrassing. Here's a link to Laura Ingraham's take on Catherine Mayer's performance. And here's a link to NPR's response, which is an example of unreason that we won't get a chance to explore here. Representative Gill, Republican Texas, asked, quote, "Do you believe America is addicted to white supremacy?" End quote. Mayer admitted that she did tweet that, but told the committee her thinking has evolved since then. Right. And that evolution began maybe November 5th, when she knew accountability had turned his attention toward her. She says it's been ongoing since 2020, so maybe it changes with who's president. I don't know. Anyway, he asked, "Do you believe that America believes in black plunder and white democracy?" Her answer was, "I don't believe that, sir." She was reminded of a tweet in which she talked about a book she was reading entitled A Case for Reparations, in which she responded that she did believe in reparations. She said, "I don't believe I've ever read that book, sir." And then Gill said, "Well, you tweeted about it." And he reminded her, she said, she took a day off to fully read A Case for Reparations. Now, if I took an entire day off to read a book, I mean, within the last 20 years, I would remember that. And here's why I'm bringing this up to you right now as my lead-in for today's show. Catherine has a view of truth that illustrates why liberals are uncomfortable with it. For Catherine, the idea of truth is, well, let's just say it's complicated. Here's what she said.
The idea of the truth is it's complicated. It's evolutionary. It's unstable. Truth, by definition, is malleable. It changes and is changing.
Truth is malleable? You can mold it? Well, only in the mind of someone who has disconnected their reason from reality. I mean, reality as God made it. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Okay, let's get started. What is common sense and how have so many in America lost it? What is reasonable? And what's the relationship between reason and faith? God invites reason. Not surprising he invented it. He says in Isaiah 1, verse 18, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Think about that. God inviting you, come, come now, let's reason together. He also speaks of the unreasonable and wicked. Paul asked for prayer that he would be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. And he explained, this is because all men have not faith. Unreason is connected with having no faith. God is not afraid of us to argue our reasons. The same prophet, through whom God said, come, let's reason together, also said, quote, "Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob." Isaiah 41:21. Friend, he's not afraid you're going to get a gotcha on him. You know what I mean? You're not going to get a gotcha on God. And you don't scare him with your reasoning powers. He invites you to present your reasons. The only requirement is that you are honest. All honest reasoning will lead you to truth, and truth will make you free. The honest exercise of reasoning with God will lead you to your salvation, according to Isaiah 1:18, where, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made white as snow. Right reason leads to righteousness, right actions. Corrupt reason leads to, well, degenerate behavior. Right reason leads to liberty, unreason leads to tyranny. It really is that simple. That's because right reason is thinking that is consistent with what is. Unreason is denying what is and then inventing lies to replace it with fantasies, nonsense. Nonsense always prevails where common sense fails. The reverse is also true, by the way. So where does faith fit in? Did you know that every man is born with a measure of faith sufficient to support common sense? That is right reason. Reason is not antithetical to faith. There's nothing unreasonable about it. Faith and reason are not in an argument. God created everything, and faith is accepting the truth about everything, which invariably leads to the truth about the Creator. Our nation was founded on the principles of faith and reason. Reason, operating within the context of what is, will always produce the result of truth. You know, that is, what corresponds to what is. Any reasoning that is within the context of objective reality is going to be sound. There is no conflict between reason and faith. When you are reasoning, thinking within the context of objective reality, your reasons are going to be sound. As long as they are honest, an honest reaction to an assessment of reality, well, you're going to be of a sound mind. Democrats as a party have denied the faith of our founders, and this has put them at odds with the framers and positions them in conflict with God and in conflict with reality. They've separated themselves from objective reality. So they've lost their ability to reason. Well, let's just say reasonably. And this is because they've disconnected themselves from reality as God created it. And so, rejecting that, their brain can't work right. They can't reason reasonably. God is all for reason, friend. Right reason, honest assessment, and response to what is going to lead you to Him. Because reason is set within the context of creation and is part of creation, man and the world as God designed them, and also because Christ has lighted every man that's come into the world. That is, if you are going to take His word for it. For as John the Baptist testified, that he was not that light, that is, John wasn't, but he said he was sent to bear witness of that light. And then he said, quote, "the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world," end quote, who planted in every soul the measure of faith, Romans 12:3, who is manifest in them so that even the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. That's something to ponder. And this leaves all who reject God because they say they can't see Him without excuse. I'm going to take a short break, but I'll be right back. Even those who do not profess Jesus as Lord and have not humbled themselves to him to be saved, well, they can think true thoughts. According to Paul, they can discern his eternal power and the Godhead itself. These would likely be among those Jesus would describe as having a, as he put it, an honest and good heart, Luke 8:15. And among those who, as he put it in John chapter 3, those who do truth. They reason within the context of reality as God made it. They do truth. Jesus said such people will come to the light. And those that do evil, however, they hate the light. They will not come to it. And Jesus explained that this is because they love darkness more than light, and that's because their deeds are evil. All right, hold on. I'll be right back.
Hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandate. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy, with science and scripture, available wherever you buy your books. The Devil Beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march. An enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I'll be at about 30,000 feet by the time you hear this show. Pray for me. I'll be in Bend, Oregon with my very dear friend, the prayer evangelist, Dr. Benny Beckham, and with Pastor Peel of the Victory Baptist Church in Bend, and we'll be there together for a regional prayer conference. Common sense. And how did so many in America lose it? How do we restore it? Are political reforms enough to save America? Actually, as you can see, good political reforms arise from common sense. So where does common sense come from? I laid the foundation for you in the first segment. If you missed that segment, you can catch it on replay at brainmassage.net. Let's explore this whole thing further. Common sense is not common in the sense that everybody has it. It does not refer to opinions that are popular or even to those opinions that are held in common by, you know, a significant number of people or a majority. The word common in the expression common sense is used rather like how it's used in the expression common law. Laws that formed organically among men by the exercise of reason within the context of reality as God designed it. These framed up a body of law called the common law. I concluded the last segment showing that natural man has been given light and faith by his Creator, and if he's an honest-hearted person, he will be able to discern both the eternal power and divine Godhead. In other words, he will see from what is visible what is invisible, and he will know there is a God. Furthermore, from an honest assessment of creation, taken as a whole, he will see that God is good and not only powerful. The first doctrine that arises from any honest man assessing creation is this: God is, and He is the rewarder of all who diligently seek Him. Faith is not anti-reason. In fact, it is the first fruit of honest reason. Reason, exercised within the context of faith, and the fundamental first doctrine of right reason. And that is the reason God says to all men, "Come now, let us reason together." Honest reason leads the soul to its Creator. Reason has always been Christianity's friend. Anyone saying otherwise has confused Christianity with some religious group that's hijacked the name. Romans 1:17-21 tells us that any honest broker of reason, anyone assessing reality with an honest heart, will hear God calling, "I am," to him from every branch of science, rightly so called. Daniel 1:4. You see, there is a science that's falsely so called, 1 Timothy 6:20. And that's the sort of science you get when reason is separated from the fundamental first doctrine of honest reason, and that is, God is there to be found. All science that has developed in the context of a rejection of this first doctrine of reason will be corrupt. It will be science, falsely so-called. True science arises out of a heart that gets the first doctrine of reason right. All that is came from a creator who is transcendent to his creation and frames what is objective, concrete reality. So God cries, I am, from astronomy. He does too, by the way. He cries, I am, from biochemistry. He cries, I am, from zoology, from geology, psychology, and insofar as it might be called scientific, all earth science, life science, and physical science cries, I am. Only someone who has willfully rejected objective truth would say that truth is malleable, epistemologically speaking. That is to say, I'm not talking about an argument over whether this or that statement is true, or the various mistakes you make in the process of reasoning before you finally get to the truth. I'm talking about over the argument regarding the nature of truth itself, a thing or a thought that either aligns with what is or is at war against what is. Men menstruate, right. So, you know, we need to spend millions of taxpayer dollars to study that, right? A rejection of reality is the definition of insanity. Ronald Reagan quipped that he would say, Democrats spend money like drunken sailors, only that would be an insult to the sailors. At least they are spending their own money. Now we have to say Democrats spend money like people who have lost their minds. And that is what has happened. They've gone insane. Only insane people object to getting rid of MS-13 and Trinity Aragua gangsters who are here illegally. Only nut jobs do that. Only insane people watch BLM and Antifa burn buildings and call it mostly peaceful. And then be tricked into watching all the videos that have been released on J6 and conclude mostly violent. It's nonsense. Let's take a short break. And when I get back, I'm going to point out some vulnerabilities on the right that we need to watch. Have you ever heard of cellular tea? The healing properties of tea are well known. I put the link in my notes right here to examine this particular product. The formula was put together by Andrew St. Wilson in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. My wife heard about this tea and she wanted to start us on it. And she noticed that some hot flash problem she was dealing with went away. This stuff has been connected with testimonies of people dealing with cancer, multiple statements from people who testified helped them beat cancer, and some pretty serious people have taken all that very seriously. And as I mentioned, my wife said it stopped her hot flashes, and I was there for that one. Anyway, we talked about it and decided to take a distributorship for cellular tea. Use Becky SMT at google.com. to place your order. Or when you call into the show to give me your lights on or lights off, just say cellular tea and leave your number so she can call you back. Okay, let's get back to our show.
The devil Master Shaibok is on
the time to wrap it up, my friends. Two things. First, Trump has done a marvelous job. He's hitting all the bases. One of my major concerns, and I think it's probably the concern that trumps all others, is election integrity. He lately signed an executive order, and I have a copy of it right here in my never tobacco stained fingers. We do miss, but we'll never forget Rush. And this executive order outlines measures he has ordered to preserve and protect the integrity of American elections. In the heat of this struggle, I talked about the fact that their machine steal depends on their ability to cover it up with fake ballots and fake voters using real ballots. Because without that, when an audit happens, the faked machine tally would be exposed. I said one strategy would be to do everything possible to stop their ability to provide cover for the machine steal. And this executive order, I believe, does that very well. It addresses the fake voter problem by requiring government-issued proof of United States citizenship on voter registration forms. Further, it requires using a voter verifiable paper ballot record. Also, this order prohibits any state from counting votes received after Election Day. It also revoked Biden's order that turned federal agencies into Democrat voter turnout centers. It does somewhat address our concerns with the regard to the machines, but I wonder if that's going to be adequate. It's good that the order requires verifiable compliance with security standards for voting equipment. But we've had those standards in place and they just ignored it. It forbids use of barcodes and QR codes on ballots, which is good. But here's the problem. As I mentioned, compliance with security for the machines was in place in 2020, but it was breached. Laws against illegals voting were also on the books, but they broke the laws. I get it, under Trump, this will be watched carefully, but you know what I mean. If the Dems become sufficiently desperate, and it's clearly the case that they are insane with rage and terrified, their entire party is on the verge of extinction, the deep state and globalists have way too much invested to let go of their grip, because at this point, it's not merely a matter of letting some line run a while to keep the fish from jumping the hook. It's about arrests and charges and court convictions and jail time, or to be delivered to a military tribunal for execution for treason. It is that bad, folks. We need to outlaw use of the Dominion machines and all the rest of them too. And we need to go back to manual tabulation. All the carping about it taking too long is nonsense, and that's something that's been proved over and over again. If the enemies of our liberties, that is, if the woke decide to go for broke, they could go for a crash and grab, or a smash and steal, or smash and whatever. In other words, they could set up the machines to give them the result they want, and then just take the election and argue it's theirs, and we have to defend against it, and it's going to make a great big huge mess. At least add a provision that says, in such an event, offer some continuance of government resolution or something like that. They obviously don't care about leaving evidence behind, right? They left huge amounts of evidence behind the last time. So with all these provisions, we're still going to have to be vigilant and be willing to execute wrath against the evildoer. We're going to have to be willing to apply the law vigorously. And then, second, this is why I spent so much time on the issue of reason and faith. You see, our founders framed this government within the context of reason guided by faith. If we leave that, we lose it all. So long as honest men accept the first doctrine of reason, God is, and he rewards, those nations who seek him with favor and blessing, and those nations that forget him by turning them into hell, well, we will do well. Allow this government to again come under the power of unreasonable and wicked people, you get tyranny. Not me, folks. You get it. Not me. Because for me, it's give me liberty or give me death. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on, and call me. Call 805-314-2114. You can say lights on or lights off and hang up. Leave a message for me. I love hearing from you. Thank all of you who've been calling. Appreciate that. And by the way, I did use that quote from Cicero that you left. I want to thank you for it. I use it in one of my Brain Massage Live episodes. Or you can email me by going to brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, click, and send. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. Have you ever heard of cellular tea? The healing properties of tea are well known. I put the link in my notes right here to examine this particular product. The formula was put together by Andrew St. Wilson in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. My wife heard about this tea and she wanted to start us on it. And she noticed that some hot flash problem she was dealing with went away. This stuff has been connected with testimonies of people dealing with cancer, multiple statements from people who testified helped them beat cancer. And some pretty serious people have taken all that very seriously. And as I mentioned, my wife said it stopped her hot flashes, and I was there for that one. Anyway, we talked about it and decided to take a distributorship for cellular tea. Use Becky SMT at google.com to place your order. Or when you call into the show to give me your lights on or lights off, just say cellular tea and leave your number so she can call you back.
Hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, The Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com.
Have you ever heard of cellular tea? The healing properties of tea are well known. I put the link in my notes right here to examine this particular product. The formula was put together by Andrew St. Wilson in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. My wife heard about this tea and she wanted to start us on it. And she noticed that some hot flash problem she was dealing with went away. This stuff has been connected with testimonies of people dealing with cancer, multiple statements from people who testified helped them beat cancer, and some pretty serious people have taken all that very seriously. And as I mentioned, my wife said it stopped her hot flashes, and I was there for that one. Anyway, we talked about it and decided to take a distributorship for cellular tea. Use Becky SMT at google.com to place your order. Or when you call into the show to give me your lights on or lights off, just say cellular tea and leave your number so she can call you back.
Hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandate. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com.
They're back.
That devilish manufactured disease, and they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, available wherever you buy your books. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.